Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I want to welcome you no matter where in the world you're listening from, and thank you for joining me here this evening. This morning, this afternoon, wherever it is in your part of the world, trust all is well. Peace and greetings to you guys out there. I do want to give out the call-in number for The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're an international caller and you're out there and you want to join us on the phone lines, you can certainly do that as well. Just dial the U.S. country code, and once you dial the U.S. country code, then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in. Another way you can get locked in to The Remix is also you can Skype in. How cool is that? You can actually come on over. So let me give you some cosmic directions. The chat room is open, and The Remix family is in the chat room. They're sure to make you feel right at home and welcome. So you're welcome to come on over and chat with us as well. So all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. That's all one word, and that's going to get you locked into the chat room. And come on over. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to my guests who are joining us here. And welcome to all of our guests that are joining us here in the platform. Just click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. And, you'll be able to stay locked into all things Remix. I want to remind you, whether you have a smartphone or whether you have an iPhone or anything that supports the iTunes market, that you can go to both of those places and you can download the Remix app. And everything that Planet Remix is about, it will keep you locked in. You'll be able to listen to all of the shows. Tonight's show is live, but it will be archived. It's available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand. We never sleep. Can always listen to some of the Remix shows, and it is something there for everyone. Wow. Peace and greetings, everyone. How's everyone out there doing tonight? Tonight, we're going to be getting into, I'll be doing some soulful readings tonight, so we'll talk about that in just a moment, but at first, I want to kind of give some shots out. First of all, I just want to give some shots out to all of Planet Remix all over the world. We'll be doing international shots outs in just a moment. Esther will be doing, taking care of that for us tonight as well. So we'll be doing those international shots up, letting everybody kind of get themselves situated. I know you guys have been moving around. You've been outside getting a little sunshine today, or maybe it's daytime where you are, but getting yourself kind of settled in here to the Remix. Also, shout out to the whole Planet Remix listening all over the world. International shout outs, of course, too. And then I want to give a very, very big shout out to all the priestess out there. Just always much love to those amazing sisters in the priestesshood. Just giving big shouts out to them and just so proud of them and their work as well. And then I want to give a big shout out. You've guessed it. To Self-Invested. Big shouts out to everyone in Self-Invested. Boy, boy, did we have a blast in Self-Invested last night. We kicked it off with Kim Biz in Self-Invested. Just amazing. Just amazing brothers and sisters that is a part of Self-Invested. I want to remind you that if you don't know about Self-Invested and you want to find out about how you can become Self-Invested or Self-Invested for your family, it's a place where we go and we begin to get into our personalized work. It's about our purpose. It's about our passion. It's about why we're here on the planet. And the great thing about Self-Invested, it's not about some guru or some teacher just telling you what to do. That's not it. We roll up our sleeves. We get it in. We do the work. We really get it in. And you get to do it your way. And we get to be together in that very divine, sacred, and magical place. And boy, did we have some fun in Kim Biz last night in Self-Invested. So shout out to everyone who's Self-Invested. Remember, it's not too late. We get emails every day. Is it too late to become Self-Invested? It's actually not. We will keep the enrollment open for Self-Invested for about another 2 months. So you have until October to become Self-Invested. You want to find out more information, click the show notes below right here in the show, or you can email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. I'll send you all the goodies, all the details, and you can check it out for yourself. Don't forget, Kim deck orders go in tonight. And, of course, you know what the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck is. If you don't, I don't know where in the world you've been or what planet. But definitely, it's one of the coolest tools. It has no learning curve. It's something to put a smile on your face. It really keeps you tuned in. It's like your cosmic news station. It lets you know what's going on with you and all of those around you, and you get to do that yourself. It's a way for you to work those muscles, those divine muscles that's a part of your birthright, where you can be able to check in with yourself, get clarity with yourself, that connection with your higher self, you know, the super conscious, you know, really propelling yourself forward. So those orders go in tonight. You want to find out more, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. All one word, and you can see what hundreds have had to say. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of warming up the mic here as we get ready to get started. It's so good to see you guys all in the house tonight. I see you getting yourselves all situated there. I see lots of guests in the chat room tonight. Guests, don't be shy. Click the link at the bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in the chat room and chat with us. We'd love to chat with you and as well. Want to remind you, I want to talk about Friday's show, Chat and Chill. It was a chat and chill, a really, really beautiful show. I enjoyed it so much. It was so much fun because it really goes back and it speaks to the essence of what the remix is about, what I started this platform for, and what was it about. It's about the remix family. It's about the people. It's about you guys. It's a way that we can all check in with each other and see what's going on from all over the world. It's better than any breaking cosmic news that's out there on the planet. It's not about a lecture. It's not sitting back. It's not about somebody telling you, you know, you just listening to someone else. It's when we get to engage each other. And I love that so much because we get to help each other. so many times I get emails that you guys say, you know, someone called in, I'm dealing with that same situation. You know, the same thing is going on with me. And the answer that you gave, know that that answer is for all of you. So when you hear that, this sacred space has been designed that way. We've really kind of energetically built our energetic field to be that way. It is this divine space in the universe. So that's not a coincidence, of course. It's not an accident that that happens. It really, really is that divine connection. That divine connection with everyone. And it shows that we are truly a soul group of the new collective consciousness moving ourselves forward. So I really love that. I love hearing you guys, the Remix family. This is about you. This is what this whole platform is about. I enjoy those shows so much. It's so powerful. In fact, that's a big part of what the dedication of the shows coming up is going to be all about. It's about you. It's all about you. You know, I've been in the Akashic Records. I've been in the Premier Files. And I see the energy that's here, the energy we're moving into for 2015 and beyond as we continue. This is why we did the show, myself and Brother Bilal, moving beyond 2015 and beyond. And then also, you know, all of the work that we're doing together in self-invested, you know, working together, keeping those components and keeping those things together, because it is so much to come. It is so much to come. And I tell you that that's what we're doing, is preparing all of you, the Remix family, for what is to come, for where we are now and how to begin to move yourself forward. Because I'm telling you, the shit I see in the records coming up for 2015, even that's happening at this particular time, that is my primary focus, is to really, really prepare you and for us to assist and guide each other as we continue to move through this energy and continue to move ourselves forward. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I had so much fun on Friday night. I love those shows with Chat and Chill because they are so powerful. And I'll tell you, you know, this platform was really built for you guys, for the people, you know. This is really the people. This is why everybody checks in with the Remix. We can go back in the archives and we can listen to all kinds of shows, whether there were things happening in the news, the Rubber Room, that story broke here when a CNN listener was listening, all kinds of things that's happened. You know, everything that we've done, if you look, you'll see how far ahead we are to where the rest of the energy on the planet is moving, so that you can be not reactive to things, but really be in the position to really, really, really be on the cutting edge of where spirit and humanity meets and goes beyond, because we have truly gone beyond that place. So I thank all of you guys, and it's just super amazing. You know, as you know, I'm going to be doing the Akashic Record readings again. That was announced on the show with myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and as well as Self Invested and the Remix. And that is going to start out, and I have a lot of you guys who have emailed me, so I'm putting that to the side. I am, because, you know, I'll be doing it a little different, because I'll be going into the Premier Files. I talked about that as well. So I'll be doing that, but it really is a divine time of when that is, and I'll let you guys know. So if you're interested in getting one of the new Akashic Record readings that I'm doing, many of you have already emailed me. Feel free, continue to do that. But when that gateway, when that cosmic electric gate may open up, and I really, really receive that message, that blessing, that message coming in, that's when I'm going to send the email out. And I know it's coming this month. So I thank you all for your patience, your excitement. I'm excited. Hell, I'm excited to really go to the next level. Just email me questionforblue@gmail.com. And we could talk about that. Yes, yes, yes. So tonight, tonight, you guys, we're going to be doing, I don't know why I said that. Well, soulful readings, and you notice I have two there with Miss Blue, because actually I was talking with Esther here tonight, and the craziest shit, I mean really the craziest shit, and she was like, you know what, Miss Blue, almost about 2 years ago to this date, on the July, I believe it was the 28th or 26th, you did soulful readings. I said, wow, look at that. It's freaking amazing. Yeah, this is what I'm feeling, soulful readings tonight. And so that's what we'll be doing, talking about those things as present, you know, really relating them as they come together, really just getting some understanding, you know, and you'll be able to call in. Also, we have some digital goodies for you as well. If you look in the show notes, this is a document, this is some hot digital alchemy that I made almost about 2 years ago. That really their steps really just help you move into the future. And that is our gift for you tonight. So all you have to do is download the digital magic for tonight. There's a link there. You click it and it's yours. You can follow those steps. They are some very powerful steps. And check this out. They're timeless. They're really timeless. And so it really is going to show you how far ahead you are by just being a part of Planet Remix. All right, you guys. Well, we're going to give some international shouts out. Then we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to dance. And we're going to get right to it. So I know Esther is on. I know she's on the mic. Esther, you on the mic? I'm sure Esther is on the mic.
There I am. Okay.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, Remix family. Oh, wow. International shout outs. Let's see. So we have callers. Wow. They're all over the place tonight. It looks like, let's see, Morocco is checking in. Okay. Estonia, the Dominican Republic, Hong Kong, which I'm like, wow, what is going on out in Hong Kong? Nepal is checking in, Lithuania, Puerto Rico, of course, big shots out to Puerto Rico. China is in the house, Chile, Bangladesh, Malaysia is checking in, Bermuda is checking in tonight. Also South Korea, Mozambique, who always shows Remix much love in Mozambique. Denmark, Japan, of course, much love out to Japan. And then Switzerland is checking in. Belgium, Brazil, Thailand. Austria, India is checking in. Saudi Arabia is checking in. Spain, Greece, Australia, the Philippines, Egypt is in the house, Italy, Jamaica, of course, always showing love from Jamaica, Singapore is in the house, Tunisia, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago, of course, Nigeria is checking in, France, Germany, Barbados, the Netherlands, Turkey, South Africa is checking in, Kenya and Canada are checking in, of course, the UK is always representing all across the UK, and then here at home in the States, checking in. Those are international representers for tonight.
Wow. A big up to all of our international family. I'm just getting some word in. Amsterdam is in the house, so big ups to you. Spain, okay, you guys letting me know you're here. All right, Germany.
Yes.
In the house, Italy is in the house, and France and everybody. So just welcome to the Remix tonight. We are just, we're excited. We're glad to have you here. And again, if you're in the chat room, I'll give those cosmic directions again, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix. All one word. Come on over. You can chat and chill with us always. The Remix family is in the chat room. Esther is there. I'm there. And the whole crew is in the chat room as well. So, wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Esther.
No problem. Peace and love, Remix family.
Y'all Y'all have no idea. But anyway, wow. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Yeah, we're going to do that. And then I want you guys, we're going to kind of do a little bit of throwback here tonight. We're going to do a little bit of a throwback tonight, but I want you to get up. I want us to kind of line ourselves up. We're going to do it boy meets girl. So boys, you get over on the left, and girls will get over on the right. And we're going to kind of shimmy ourselves down in the Soul Train line as we dance tonight and get ready for Soulful Readings Part 2.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so you guys got yourself up. You're all situated so we can get ready to jam to this tonight. So here we go. We're getting ready to do the Soul Train line. And just to let you guys know, you know, me and Esther were kind of going over just the song for tonight, just seeing what kind of mood, what kind of energy was out there. And Baby Blue picked the song for tonight. She said it makes her smile. And it makes us smile, too. So we're going to play this song, and we're all going to dance to it. Here we go.
Just a
She's a bad man, Majamba. There we go. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And soulful readings here tonight. Yes, definitely a throwback. We're going to go straight to the phone lines because so many of you are there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Once you get on the phone lines, hold on one second. Once you get on the phone lines, make sure you press 1. Once you get on the phone lines, you can also Skype in as well. Well, look at you guys on the phone lines. Man, oh, man. All right, so really? For real? Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines tonight. Definitely want to hear from you. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and let's get into some soulful readings. Let me not say, because you guys know when I get in, you know, my energy is like all over the place here. So let me go. I'm just going to kind of jump around here. And let's go to the caller calling in from area code. Calling in from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Tell us who you are, 305, and where you're calling from.
How you doing,
Miss
Blue?
Greetings. We can't hear you because I get a lot of static in the background.
That's my bad. I'm working right now.
I know. You're driving that big old truck. I see you cruising down the highway. I see you cruising down the highway, and it's kind of loud. So what I'm going to do, I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
I didn't know what was going on. As soon as I clicked on the line, I started seeing all these cars flying by me, and then I realized it's the brother that drives the truck, so he's in the truck. So that was a good thing. All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Victor Perry from Toledo, Ohio. How are you, Sister Blue?
I'm wonderful, Victor. How are you?
Oh, just feeling you and feeling the night and the full moon and the remix family. I'm just sitting down here alone. I said, I'm just moving on intuition, and I just knew I was going to get you.
Ah, well, that's beautiful, Victor. Yeah, they're sending you love from the chat room as well, Victor. So, Victor, what's so for you this evening?
Well, whatever vibrations that you fear. I was looking for a sofa reading, but I'm going to be one of those people that's looking for that Gashic reading. And to help you out, let me see. I had picked the crown chakra 44, and I do that to see which energy center that I could focus on, and I picked card number 18, Body Talk.
I love it.
So, what kind of vibrations do you feel or advice to give? Oh, well, I know you don't give advice. Let me take that back.
You're so sweet, Victor. I love your energy. I love it. Well, I'll tell you this, Victor. One of the things that I can tell you is that instantly getting into your energy, the main thing that I see is that there is a lot of healing energy going on in your body. I see this really, really beautiful mint green that eventually turns itself into a nice electric green. And so this green energy tells me that there's a lot of healing going on for you, both on the mental, physical, spiritual, and also when it comes to the energy in your heart. So it's a lot of healing energy that you have going on with you at this particular time. Here's some things I want you to focus on and start paying attention. It is definitely time for you to do some feng shui, some funky feng shui. You need to clear out a lot of old things. I see so much old things around you, Victor. It's almost like I'm living in the 1960s.
You are good, Sister Blue. I'm telling the remix fan, everybody listening. My mother passed on. She knows I listen to the show. Sorry. Every time. But I'm in her home, and I'm in the process now of cleaning out a lot of that stuff that you, you're good. I'm telling everybody she's good. I'm telling you, I am actually in the process of cleaning this house out now and doing what I can to align the energies to be more productive.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Okay, I feel you.
Well, it is definitely working, and much love to your mother because she really, really is still around you, wishing you love and really helping you with this healing. You got to know your mother's helping you with this healing, and
she
really has an opportunity now, Victor, to really begin to understand another side of you, and this is an opportunity for you to build another relationship with your mother. This is really from a higher frequency and a higher vibration, but definitely she is helping you with all of this healing. So, yeah, you need to clean out. It's a lot of things you need to get rid of. And one of the things, Victor, you may just find that card you lost because I told you who took the card, right?
I don't remember that.
His mother took the card. She took it. Victor said, I can't find this card, Miss Blue. What am I going to do? I said, your mama got it. She got it. And that was just really her way of letting you know that she did understand what you were doing, a big part of it. Remember, we all come here for different work, so it's not about judging who decides to take what path and what they decide to do. But that was really her way of letting you know that she was listening too, and she's listening now. Definitely, she wants you to get rid of. The main thing she said, Victor, that you do need to get rid of is that couch that's downstairs. She said, get rid of that old stuff.
My goodness gracious. Woo! Okay.
Yes. It's time for you. You know how we say when we did the show and we had the brother, the chief, to come on from New Orleans, and he talked about Mardi Gras and how they dressed up in the Indians, and we played the song A New Suit. It's time for you to get a new suit. And I want you to begin to look at all of your sacred space as a new suit. This is an opportunity for you, Victor, to finally take full responsibility for you. No more blaming mama, no more blaming daddy, no more blaming anybody. You have really had the opportunity to step completely into your own. So it's time for you to get a new suit. In fact, I recommend that you go out and you buy you some new clothes. That's what you need to do. You need to let go of all of those things that are carrying those energies around because you are really transforming yourself and stepping into a new light. And so that requires that some new things come online, and particularly when it comes to, let me see, because you don't look like you are you a boxer guy? You ain't a boxer guy. I'm all in your business. You wear more briefs, but you need to get rid of.
No, I'm in martial arts. I do Tai Chi every day, you know, so. You mean you mean boxer as far as what I wear for shorts or the sport?
The shorts.
Oh. Well, no, I'm not. I usually don't wear nothing underneath, and I'm gonna keep it real.
Well, that's fine too. You know, it's okay to not wear anything, but you really need to when you have to wear those things because even for you, Victor, it is a reminder.
Okay.
Of where you don't want to go back to. And I know you understand what I mean when I say that. It is a reminder of that. So you do need to put on some things, some undergarments that do protect you from your clothing. Does
okay.
that make sense? You
yes,
do
it does.
To wear something. And by
yes.
wearing that, it really is going to remind you that you got a new suit on. So you need to get a new suit on. But I'm very happy for you, Victor. And your mother she's hugging you and loving on you like she would never do.
Really? Yes, I do. Okay. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Peace and love, Victor. Thanks for calling in.
The whole Remix family. Thank you.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I want to hear that song, A New Suit. I love that song. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Kyle. I'm calling from Cali. What's going on?
Oh, this is it's some real interesting energy tonight. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
everything is Kyle with the H.
It's Heil. Yes, I apologize. You know, I kind of suck when it comes to that. Hey, Heil.
Shoot, I'm surprised you called on me. That's good, though. Good energy.
Yes. Well, your energy seems like it's somewhat in a little bit better balance this evening. I see some blue light going around you. So you're working on those things of bringing sort of some things into balance for yourself. You're speaking more of your truth. And, you're kind of balancing out your energetic body. I see you cleaning out a lot of the bullshit you was connected to, trying to anyway. I want to encourage you to keep them steps going. Keep them steps going. Right. So what's so for you? What's so for you calling in tonight? I'll let you talk to me a little.
Shoot, I'm like just caught up in listening to you. I really, you just nailed it, you know. I'm really just, you know, working on that.
Yes.
I'm an excitable type of person, you know, real passionate. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, you are very passionate,
you know,
brother.
Tempering that.
Yeah. You know what I need you to do? I need you to get a new addiction.
I do. I just got one.
You did? You got a new addiction? What's your new addiction?
Painting. Drawing.
Oh, I love it. I could see it because I could see swirls of colors around, but I also want you to get another addiction. So you can have two addictions. And, you know, if anybody messes with you, you tell them Miss Blue said that you can get two addictions, okay? So your other addiction that I want you to get is dancing.
Yeah, I love to dance. I haven't been lately, though.
I need you to dance. I need you to paint, and I need you to dance. And when you think about it, painting is like dancing. Matter of fact, while you're painting, I want you to dance. You know, get you a good song, you know, something that's going to move you at the core, and take your paintbrush, and I want you to dance, and I want you to paint, because that's going to help you to open up your energy. Your energy center that was really, really blocked for you was communication. Was communication. This is what you were suppressing. And see, that's not good for you, Heil, because whenever you suppress your communication and that energy gets inside of you, that energy begins to speak as pain.
Yeah.
So you have to always be expressing yourself and sharing those things and not be worried about rejection, not be worried about the things in the past. Because that's a big part of that. But see, painting and dancing are two addictions, two activities, two movements that does not allow you to stay in the past. It forces you to stay present.
I noticed that with the painting and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
It's more of a forward movement. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm so happy for you. I am. You sound good. You're getting yourself together. Look out now.
Yeah, it is going down, too. It's been like that on the road.
It's going down. I can tell your energy is so much cleaner. I think the last time, well, you've been on that path since we had that sort of heart-to-heart talk when I told you if you're going to be an addict, you better be the best damn addict out there.
Most definitely. I remember exactly. So, yeah. Wow.
Well,
okay, give me something to chop up some more and stuff. So I got me something to work on with Miss Blue. Stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it. All right.
Well, I would love to see some of your artwork. Definitely do that.
I could do that. I could post something on Page.
By the way, how's your mother?
She's good. She's good.
All right. You working on that relationship some more, too?
Oh, everything. That's where the balance is coming from.
Beautiful.
You know,
and dealing
with, you know, certain type of people, but mainly, relatives.
Yes.
Of course, you know, the matriarch. So, yeah. That's where that's coming from. So, you on point. Good luck. Don't put me on blast like that.
But you know what?
That, as we talked before, it is the foundation. But the thing about it is, it's
you know, it came out of other people. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
dealing
with that, you know, it brought a certain type of how to deal with things. So,
That's right, because she's a big boy now. You can stand up. You can handle it.
Just going through things and seeing how it is and stuff, you know. Yeah.
That's it.
Most definitely.
Oh, well, I definitely send so much love to you. I am super proud of you. I really am. I am super proud of you. I really am. Your energy is coming along beautifully. And, you know, that's something I want you to hold on to that and definitely, you know, give your you have to be able to, you know, give yourself permission to feel good about what you've accomplished. You know, because this has been a tough walk for you, but you stood up like a soldier and you did it every step of the way, you know? Yeah.
True indeed. Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love to you. It's good hearing from you.
Always in touch with Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Wow. The brothers is ending up tonight. Where the sisters at? Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 207, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Kellon calling from Portland,
okay.
Maine.
Greetings, Kellon.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing
Hello,
all right.
Everybody. Yes.
All right. So what's so for you tonight, Kellon? What's so for you?
Well, just calling in to get whatever I can get from what you're offering. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into it. A couple of things that come up instantly when I begin to take a look at you, when I get in your energy, I get extremely tired, so tired that I just want to grab my little cozy blanket I have at the bottom of my bed and wrap myself up in the fetal position and just go to sleep. So that tells me that something is draining the living life out of your ass. It is just draining your energy.
I do feel tired a lot these days. I just I get asleep easily. I work a lot sometimes, but I don't know.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to start paying very close attention and listening to your body, because what's starting to happen is that all of this energy that is pulling you down is now starting to recess itself inside of your organs. It's starting to set up inside of your physical body. And so what it's doing is it's in the process of manifesting itself into this physical reality. And you don't want that. So I'm going to need you to get a little bit better balance on how you maintain your energy. For one, I'm looking at your crown chakra, and for those of you, because I know we got a lot of new listeners, don't know what the crown chakra is. It sits right above your head. It's almost like a halo, you know, right above your head. I know you probably know what it is. I see sparks flying up off of there, almost like when you get ready to jumpstart a car battery and you put it on the wrong side, or a firecracker, it's sparking. And that tells me that what's happening is that when you're taking in energy, and we take energy into certain portals on our body, on our physical body, one of the major portals that we begin to take energy in is through our crown chakra at the top. That's why for a baby, when the baby has the soft spot, they tell you and tell the mother, protect that soft spot. That soft spot there is not just because of the physical body, but it's also about your spiritual body, your energetic body as well. So that's one of the major portals we take energy in. The other major portal is the center of our back. This is why the OJ song will always be a classic hit when they talk about the backstabbers and they talk about somebody hitting you in the back. I want you to think of it that way. Also, the palms of your hands, okay? This is another major energy portal where energy is just flying in and out of your body, and then also the soles of your feet. This is why we call it the soul, because this is also where energy is shooting in and shooting out. The other major portal is the solar plex chakra. Now, for women, it's going to be right there. We're talking about right where your belly button is. For men, it's going to be slightly a little bit above that, right in that particular area. But that's the other place that we're taking a major energy inside of our body. Now, what happens when we take this energy in? The energy is actually designed for our organs. And I want you to hear me with this, Kalon. The energy is designed to go and feed life into our organs. Just like photosynthesis, when we talk about plants and trees and they use the sun and they use the soil and they use the water and they use the air to help generate life, trees use this. We have sort of that similar system as human beings on the planet. But what you're doing is you're burning up all of your energy in your brain, and it's never making it to your organs. So therefore, your body is becoming depleted of this energy. Energy is not designed to just swirl around in your mind and have thought after thought after thought. When I get in your energy, it's like a broken record that just keeps, you know how records used to have a scratch in it, and it keeps playing that same skip all over and again and again and again. This is what you do. You take a thought and you twirl it in your mind until you literally deplete yourself of all of your energy. So I need you to get into the rebuilding process and really start to practice on how to pull energy down and allow that energy to settle inside of your heart and start listening more to what your body is telling you and not what your mind is telling you, because your mind is the one that's keeping you in this circle jerk. And it's a strong jerk that you got going on. You'll figure something out and it'll jerk your ass right back into the same circle. You cannot do this. This is the definition of insanity, and it is driving you down. So even though you're a fairly young brother, when I get in your energy, energetically, you feel like you're about 70 years old. I know that was a mouthful, but you needed that.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I want you to do some of those exercises, Kalon, so you can get out of your mind, okay? Literally, I need you to get out of your mind. Practice.
Did you give me any exercise, get out of my mind?
I will. I'm going to give you one, and we can do it together. You understand? I need you to get out of your mind. And that is, I want you to just relax yourself. Just sit in a comfortable position. You can do it while you're standing, while you're working. And then I want you to just focus on your breathing. Nothing more, nothing less. This is not something that requires some science. You don't need to have a certificate to do it. This is a natural mechanism that's built inside of all of us to recalibrate our energetic bodies. And all you have to do is focus on breathing in and breathing out. And do that about 3 or 4 times. And then what I want you to do is I want you to feel the energy as it begins to come into your body, and I want it to rest inside of your heart. And if you cannot feel your heart, I want you to take your dominant hand and place it over your heart until you feel all of your energy just dropping down in your heart. Dropping in your heart and coming out of your mind. And then listen to music. Listen to classical music. Listen to jazz. I want you to listen to music with no words. Absolutely no words. You need no more chatter going on in your mind. You have enough on your own. So just listen to clear music, music that just is about sounds and vibrations, and really just allow yourself to relax. Go get a massage. Take a bath. I need you to get out of your mind. Out of your mind. You want to do that before you manifest something. This is where diseases set in. This is where ailments set in our body. And as human beings, this energy is not designed to stay locked up in our body. It's designed to move through us. and I need you to do that. You have to stop looking at yourself as a victim, because you're not a victim. Life is not here to just beat you up. Life is not here just to run you over. That's not the purpose of life. And everything is not difficult. Everything is not challenging. So you have to really rebuild your thought process and really start changing your language, changing your sound about how you speak to yourself. Even if you have to go and record yourself because you're talking in slow motion, because your mind is racing so fast. All right?
All right.
You sound better already.
I do.
You do, and I want you to know that I'm also over here, you guys. You know, I really believe in giving out work. Anybody who's had readings for me, you know I believe in us doing our own work. But I want you to know energetically what I'm touching for you tonight is I'm opening up that portal, that heart portal for you, a powerful portal from the front and also from the backside of you so that you can capture this energy. So if you're out there listening and this is speaking to your heart, you'll know it because you're going to energetically feel it. You can hear this brother here. His energy has changed just by us talking here. So I am doing some work on this side. I got my crystals. I got everything going on. And I'm kind of clearing some of this energy out for you so that you can hear what I'm saying, so you can listen to the sound and the vibration of the energy that's coming forth for you. So that's real. That's real. For real.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Lou.
All right. Well, shout much
out
love.
To my brother. Shout out to my brother, Bilal.
Oh, that's yes.
Peace and
yes.
Love.
Yes, we love brother Bilal. Yes. Yes. Yes, all right. Well, peace and love to you. Make sure you call back and let me know how you're doing. But I need you to get out of your mind. And anytime you remind yourself you're going back in your mind, you need to go listen to B.O.B.'s Out of My Fucking Mind, because you need to get out your mind. Get out your mind.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Lou. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Have a great night. Peace and love.
You too. Beautiful. I hope the baby's not listening. I'm doing a lot of, I don't even know where that's coming from. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 716. You're live in the remix. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Audrey, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, greetings to you, Audrey. We got a sister on the line, y'all. That's what's up.
How you doing? It's my first time calling in, so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to everybody. I just really need some help here.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well, Audrey, well, thank you so much for calling in. And it's always good to have a new listeners coming on board with the whole Remix family. And let's take a look. Let's take a look and see what's going on. Well, one of the things I will tell you immediately, Audrey, first of all, I want to say this. I want to say that a lot of your work, you're very strong when it comes to dreams. Your dreams are, like, very vivid for you, you know? Your dreams. I want you to pay attention to your dreams, because that's a lot where your intuitiveness comes in for you. It's really understanding your dreams and just kind of, you know, when they come, know that they come at a particular time. But right now, what's happening with you, you're in the process of trying to strengthen some bonds that you have. And I want you to think about that when I say strengthen some bonds. Tell me what that means to you.
The relationship?
Yeah, it's what it means to you. Yeah, it's not it's not a question.
Yeah, I'm actually in love with somebody, and I'm trying to see where mm-hmm. his name is Sean. I'm trying to see where that's going. Hopefully I can really would like a commitment out of it.
Mhm. Mhm. It definitely will take some patience. Because this is about strengthening a bond. And here's what I want you to understand about this relationship, Audrey. You already have a relationship with the person.
Okay.
No, I don't think you heard me. Like, you already have a relationship with this person. What you're looking for is not a relationship, because you have a relationship with the person.
Yeah, I want more. I just...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You want more. Yeah. You want more. And the person is telling you they don't want more.
Yeah, I don't know if he can give me more. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know.
So why don't you ask?
I have a hard time communicating, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, the reason I'm telling you this is because I hear what you're saying that you want, but then you're saying you're having a hard time communicating that. So this is really going to take some patience here, and it's going to take time to kind of build that bond. Because if it is, if you can't communicate what you want, then how can you get it?
Right.
If
well,
I
told him what I don't want.
Well, you know, it's easy to say what we don't want sometimes. Sometimes.
Right.
That's not
right.
that's not even a no-brainer. Sometimes we know what we don't want. But the truth of the matter is, if you can't communicate what you want, then how do you know what you don't want ain't what you want? You don't know. So you have to be open, because a relationship is not about just having it your way. That's not a relationship. And it's challenging, and it takes time to strengthen bonds with a person. It's not about just who can get in the bed together, we can have sex together, and we can hold each other, kiss each other, and then we can go our separate ways. That's not a relationship.
No, he's got to get rid of the other relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that too. But see, this is a relationship that you're telling me you know what you don't want? Obviously, you don't. Because you're in a relationship with someone who's already committed somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how I got there.
You know how you got there, and it's not about judgment, but you know where you got there. See, here's the problem I want you to take a strong look at, okay? I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you, because I know that you want to hear this because you called in. First of all, stop playing the victim, because you already knew where you were. And you already understood the relationship. But a big part of this is because for once, you want somebody to choose you. So you thought that somehow, by you being Audrey, being the person that you are, that he would finally choose you. Somebody would put you first over someone else. Because too many times in past relationships, you didn't get to be the one to get chosen.
Right, right.
Absolutely. But you can never win at that game. Do you understand that you can't hurt the last dude that hurts you by trying to hurt the other woman? Like, this is almost like you hurting yourself. Can you see that?
Yes.
This is you hurting yourself in this relationship. You're saying, I want to be in this relationship. I'm going to get you to choose me. So finally, somebody else can feel the damn pain that I felt when I was with my man and they came along and he decided to go be with somebody else and not be with me. That is you who you're still hurting. You're not hurting the other woman. You're hurting yourself.
Right.
So
yeah, she
it's hard. Say it again.
She has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, she doesn't have anything to do with this. She really doesn't. And truth be told, he ain't got shit to do with this. This is about you wanting to win, to say, finally, you going to pick me. I'm going to be the other chick. So you want to know where the pain is coming from. That's where it's coming from. You want to know where the communication is not, is why you can't communicate what you want to him. You already know why you can't communicate that.
Right.
So it's definitely time for you to do some soul searching. Because even if he chooses you, you're not going to be satisfied with that. Because your only mission here was to get picked. Because it's some shit about him that you really ain't with. And you know that. He's already shown you that.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. You already know that. He's not going to change. You think he going to change? You think when he get with you, all of a sudden, all that other shit he was doing over there to her, he ain't going to do that to you? Really?
Yeah, control.
Yeah, because you can't control people. You understand? And you're not being controlled. I know, even though you feel like your hands are tied in this situation, because you truly love this man and he truly loves you. But you can't control him.
Yeah, he can't control me and he don't own me.
That's right. But he's been controlling you because that's what you wanted, so you could get picked. But what you don't realize is he going to keep doing that shit. It ain't going to change.
Only I can change it.
That's right. Only you can change it. He's only showing you how you treat yourself on the inside. That's what he's showing you. How you treat yourself. That's what he's reflecting. This is how you treat you. He's showing that to you.
Well, then when I took a stand and I changed things around, he wasn't too happy about it.
Of course not. I wouldn't be happy either. If you didn't treat yourself that way, then you wouldn't allow this shit to go on the way it's going on.
Right.
You wouldn't allow it to go on the way you've allowed it to go on. So, you know, I believe you me, Miss Blue is not here to judge. That's not what I'm saying. But I want you to get an opportunity so you can understand where you are and you're not fucking lost. So stop saying, I don't know what to do. Oh, yes, you do. You're not lost. Ain't nobody throw you in the woods and leave you out there by yourself. You're not lost. You knew exactly where you are and how you got there. So now the question is whether you want to stay there or not. That's up to you. You get to decide that. I'm not even telling you that the relationship should be over, ended, whatever. You don't have to do that. But if you have to end up feeling this way, then you need to reevaluate. You see, when you treat yourself better, you will meet people who will treat you better.
Absolutely.
You have to set the tempo. You have to set the pace. So start treating yourself better.
Thank you. Start taking
care of yourself better. You got enough love to give to a million men on this planet, but that don't mean you got to be with all of them.
Amen to that.
That's right. You better listen to Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it?
Damn, and she looks good for her age, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, you know. It really is. It's about being in that space and stop trying to play the victim when you know that this was some Bonnie and Clyde shit. You wanted to jump in the car and go. Ain't nobody held the gun to you and made you do this. You wanted this because you felt like finally you can pay back all of the men who never chose you first. But in essence, the only person you can get back at is yourself. You can't ever get back at anybody else.
Right.
Yeah. And if you choose yourself first, then guess what? Everybody will choose you first.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. So choose you. Choose yourself first. And then everybody you meet will choose you first. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Blue.
Ah, you're welcome. Peace and love to you, and welcome to Planet Remix. I'd love to know how you're doing, so make sure you call back in again.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 615.
Yes. This is Joe Crawford coming out of Tennessee.
I'm sorry, who's on the line, please?
Joe, out of Tennessee.
Okay, greetings to you, Joe, from Tennessee.
Hi. How y'all doing?
We're good, Joe. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. Finally get to talk to you. Talk to you.
Oh, well,
mm-hmm. Been taking a lot of blows, you know. Been taking a lot of blows and let me down here deep down in Tennessee. And still fighting, but I'm wondering, like, what's next?
Well, Joe said he'd been taking a lot of blows, y'all. Joe, you better learn how to throw them bows.
I've been throwing them.
Yeah, you shadow boxing. See, shadow boxing don't work because ain't nobody standing there. You know, you ever seen that guy in the corner? He's shadow boxing. You're like, dang, this guy can get it in. And then all of a sudden he get in the ring and they say, ding, TKO. He got knocked out in the first round because he was shadow boxing.
Okay,
Joe. All right, let me be serious. All right, Joe. Well, let's talk about where you are. Let's talk about where you are and what actually is going on. I do see that you have been taking a lot of blows, or what you feel is a lot of blow. One of the things that I instantly see is I see a building and I see you standing outside the building. So whenever I see that,
whoa.
Cause go ahead, Joe.
You're right on. You're on point.
Okay, Joe. So whenever I see that, it's kind of twofold for me. One of the things is it lets me know that you're having problems, and one of the main problems has to do with your job, your work. That's one of the main things.
Exactly, but I got.
Joe?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Exactly. I just lost a good paying job. And
yes, that's what So we're right on track, Joe. I just kind of wanted to give you some validation that I know that, hey, this got to do with your employment, it has to do with your work, and you lost your job, and so therefore, Joe, you feel you've lost Joe. Like, where is Joe? Where in the world is Joe? What is Joe going to do? So Joe has been sort of kind of fighting to try to kind of come back and do that. Well, the other thing is, Joe, it's time for you to create. It really is time for you to create. It's time for you to move into a different space. I know that loss of a job is a big hit to you, but, you know, my daddy once told me people work because they have to. So just like you had to find a job, you will have to find another one. You will. It'll eventually come. But this is a good time for you to begin to do some self-reflections on a lot of different things. There's a lot of opportunities that are out there. And we talked about this in Self-Invested. We got in and really understood what opportunity was about in the Kim Business class last night with myself and Brother Bilal and the whole crew. And we talked about this, about opportunities. And so this is about you getting yourself in tune. See, if you are constantly in the state of mind that the world is against Joe, then guess what? Joe can't create shit here. Ain't nothing finna happen. Because everybody is an enemy. And here's what I want you to understand. It's okay to have enemies if you understand that your enemy is a reflection of your inner me, I-N-N-E-R-M-E. That is a reflection of you. So all of this resistance, all of this pushback, all of this rejection that's coming, it's coming from you. And when you begin to attune yourself to a higher frequency, then you will see that opportunities are all around you. But you can't see it.
Exactly.
In Self-Invested last night, we gave the keys to opportunities. We gave those so that you can understand, because you got to really be in the position where it's time for you to create. You need to create. You need to really get yourself in a position to start creating and stop shadow boxing. Because ain't nobody standing in front of you, Joe. You the baddest brother on the block, but ain't nobody on the fucking block with you. Take your ass around the corner and shadow box. Oh, I bet you won't do that. So stop. So stop it. It's a waste of time. You don't need to prove how bad you are. You don't need to prove how much you, you know, F them and I'm going to get them. No, you're not. You're not going to do any of that because it wasn't even about that, first of all. And I understand what you're talking about when it comes to this job, but really you were sick of the damn job anyway.
Man, it was just the money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You were sick of the job. Yeah. You couldn't stand the damn job. So, you know, let's not play games. Really start to put out the energy that you want to find something that you enjoy to doing and be able to get the income from it that you're doing. Stop playing the victim. I'm looking at your back, and I see this big V on your back, you know? I want you to understand, I don't want you to be a prostitute for money. You out here prostituting. Who's the pimp?
Oh, my God.
Don't prostitute yourself.
How you, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I admit, I see a lot
you
of women
said it
that
was
do
for
things
the money.
For me.
You said it was just for the money. That's what prostitutes do. They do it for the money.
Yeah. No doubt.
Stop being a hoe. Stop prostituting. Stop doing it. And once you begin to settle into what is something that is connected to you, something that you're passionate about, something you know you would enjoy, then everything is going to be taken care of for you. But if you standing on the corner talking about, hey, mister, do you got a dime? Do you want to spend some time?
Oh, man. I feel you. Exactly.
So, you said it was the money. I'm just telling you.
It was the money. It was the money. I mean, I was getting paid up on the table, $10.99. I'm getting paid.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, it just, boss man couldn't take it. You know?
That's right.
Like, I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, I always been cool with the women, so it's like a lot of women been taking care of me, like one on the counter right now.
You know
what I'm saying? I feel you, though.
That's good. So really what's happening here, Joe, is your pimp cut you off. That's what happened. Your pimp cut you off, and now you out here hoeing. You trying to find some women you can go hoe with because the pimp done cut you off.
Oh, man. It's real, though. That's real. That's so real.
You definitely, you can, you know, you can stop prostituting yourself and you could go do what you need to do. You got the skills to do it. It's time for you to create. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
I don't know if you're in the chat room, but they calling you a thought in the chat room.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, they ain't nothing nice.
Yeah, it's to create. Yes, I do got skills. I've been, my uncle, you know what I'm saying, taught me, I mean, a lot, from liquor stores to clothing stores.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing, the whole nine yards. You know,
I'll tell you what Esther said in the chat room. Stop doing strange things for a little bit of change. You ain't even getting big change.
ooh. So true, though. So true. Man, I went down from Spring Blaze to Champions on my feet, man. This ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Well, I should be rocking Tom Ford, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's time to create. You know, it's time for you to get out there and get on your godhood and get out there and start creating. And, you know, don't let somebody pimp you. Don't let them pimp you. I'll tell you in about 8 days, you'll probably get a good breakthrough if you keep kind of carrying this energy and really kind of take to heart, you know, what I just shared with you this evening. In 8 days, some energy is going to change for you. It is going to be a woman that offers you an opportunity. And even though I know you want to go back to your hoe days, don't look at it that way. I want you to be looking at it as an opportunity for you to really get in and to be able to make some, you know, make some legitimate money and be able to take care of yourself. It looks like her name is going to be something like Donna. It starts with a D. It sounds like a D or starts with a D. So I don't know if she's going to be someone you meet through another friend, but it's going to be some sort of work opportunity that's going to be. So somewhere, I suck with time, so I'll tell you that, but somewhere around the 8-day mark, Joe, you're going to meet somebody and it's going to lead to an opportunity. But someone in that equation is going to be with the letter D. So I would love for you to come back and tell me. Many people do. They write or they say, hey, Miss Blue, I met somebody and it was this name and I did get the job. So, yeah, I want you to do that. Mm-hmm.
I sure will. I sure will. No doubt. I sure will. I sure will. Man, he's hitting straight on point.
I feel like I need to be playing. You know what song I need to be playing? Fight Night. Hit him with a left, hit him with a right. You get that.
You too much.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Joe. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Big ups to all y'all. Big ups to all y'all.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let's see. Let's jump around here. Calling in from area code 443. You're 443, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Lisa from Baltimore. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hey, Lisa from Baltimore.
I wasn't sure. It was me at first. I couldn't really hear.
Okay.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we are wonderful. How are you, Lisa?
I'm wonderful. Just got a lot on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling a little drained, actually.
Mm.
A little tired.
Yeah, it has to do with friendships.
It does, and family, and health, and a lot of things going on at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about it, Lisa. I'm going to do a really, really quick body scan on you and try to see what we pick up here. You're dealing with some feminine issues?
I am.
Yes, okay, because that's the first thing that came out. I don't want to get too graphic with you guys, but I felt my...
I mean,
my,
you can. I don't mind.
I felt my JJ kind of hurt a little bit.
That's fine. You can look. I don't mind. I'm an open book.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, let's talk about it.
Okay.
You know what? They so stupid in the chat room. I hope you're not.
I'm not in the chat room. So
good. I'm glad, Lisa. All right, sisters, remember, mouth closed, legs open. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, Lisa. Okay, so first we'll talk about the health portion of it in just a moment. But I want to talk to you about friendships and just about how that is for you. And sometimes when we think about friendship, we don't think about our family, but friendships are really about our family too. In fact, most friendships are about family. You know, when we think about our friendships, you understand. So I want you to really begin to think about how you handle friendships. And you're sort of the peacekeeper. You want to keep the peace. Don't matter what's going on. You're the peacekeeper. You know, you're the one that says, hey, look, it's not that serious. Don't be that bad. Oh, hey, look, I didn't mean it, this or that. And hey, look, you know, you're just really, really trying to keep the peace.
I am.
But I want you to understand that even though that looks very lovely from the outside and people admire you from it, it's a form of control.
Do they? I don't. Do they admire me for it? Because I feel like I'm getting attacked all the time.
Well, you know, they're kind of attacking you when you saying shit they don't like. But at the end, when everybody's happy, then all of a sudden, you know, that's when the ugly side comes out of it. But I want you to know that it's a form of control for you, and this is why you beat yourself up so bad when they don't get it.
I agree with that. I think so.
Yeah. Yep. And so what happens is for us women, we have two hearts. We have the heart in our chest, and we have the heart between our legs.
Yep.
And so your heart is taking the hit. Your yoni is taking the hit. This is where all of your pain, this is where your anger goes. This is where your frustration sets up.
Mm-hmm.
This is where all of the broken relationships, this is where all of this anger is going. This is where the shit you don't say is going. This is where you don't feel. This is where this energy is setting up. And what it's starting to do is building up a big old cis pile.
Mm-hmm. It's a one that's blue.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's right in the center, yep, and I can feel it, and it's so visible, and it has been building.
Yeah, and you've got to stop it because it's doing what a volcano does, and it's ready to erupt.
And I'm ready to explode.
Yeah, you're ready to explode, but you don't have to. Let go of control. One of the things I want you to understand is you can't make nobody do shit.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to hear that. That's tough. That's tough. Trust me, I was dealing with that with one of my very, very close friends. Really, you cannot make nobody do nothing they don't want to do. You can't. All the niceness in the world, all the fucking love in the world, all the I'm here for you in the world, I'm going to hold your hand, I'm going to take you with you, I'm going to be right there. You can't make them do it. So stop it, because now it's time for Lisa to start taking care of Lisa, because you'd have manifested this into the physical.
Mm-hmm. I have.
You have. So, in the words of my grandmama, stop it. Stop it. You got to stop it. You have to find another way to understand that everybody has their free will. And just because you see it as the best way for them, it doesn't mean it is. And then you have to know when to let go. That's for you. It takes you too fucking long. Too long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's sister, mama, daddy, husband, child. You got to know when to say enough. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like that now. I'm kind of just getting to that, you know, just coming to that conclusion.
No,
I am.
But you should have been there.
I should have, but I'm just, like, starting to feel like I can let go and, you know, just do me.
Well, here's the choice I want you to understand, or here's what I want you to think. What do you think the worst thing is going to happen? If you don't let go, what's going to happen if you don't let go? What's going to happen? Somebody going to die? The world going to crumble?
Things going to fall apart. Yeah, kind of.
You said what now?
I think things would kind of fall apart.
Then let them. Let them, because it's either these things fucking fall apart or your ass fall apart. So let them. Let them fall apart. Let them. I mean, you've been trying to do it your way, and it's really not working for you. So
it's not.
So let it fall apart. You, as a grown-ass woman, you don't need to keep reminding people what bills need to be paid. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
You're right.
And I'm hearing this from your mother on the other side. Your mother's talking. She said that's bullshit.
Really?
Your mama
she is on the other side. She is, yep.
Your mama
said
that's
right.
Some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
As a grown-ass woman, you are not responsible for grown people.
Nope.
You're not responsible for them. you got to really, really take a strong look at what you're calling love, because what you're calling love is not even your definition of love.
It's not.
It's not. That's not your definition of love.
Mm-mm.
So you're going through the motions, tearing yourself up because you're trying to hold some shit together that, you know, let me sing the Sesame Street song. One of these things just doesn't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They taught us that. Sesame Street taught us. When you get to looking at a picture, you understand if you got a whole bunch of socks and you got a funky boot over here with a whole bunch of bullshit on it, that the boot don't belong in the picture.
That's right. That's right. That is true. That is absolutely true.
And guess what? Everybody has the opportunity. You are not here to play God in people's lives. If they going to get out there and they going to fall on their damn face, then guess what? They will be falling on their damn face.
Mm-hmm.
Enough. You understand? Because it's becoming maddening. It's tearing apart your family. And for what?
Yeah.
Allow the person, allow them to learn their own fucking lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Allow them. You can't keep taking everybody hit. That's what you're doing. You're taking everybody hit. Enough. Enough. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if you're under the age of 2. Enough. Because guess what? You came here. I'm not your mama, and I'm not your daddy. I got love for you. But you cannot, because you're headed for self-destruction. And you know it. Your body is speaking to you. Your body is telling you. And this is when you need to say what you got to sit up and do all night to the point that your hair is falling out and that you don't know where you're getting marks and stuff on your body. You don't know where the shit is coming from. You need to have.
I know. Can you see that stuff?
I sure can.
I don't know. And I do. And I'm like, where are these bruises coming from? Like, thinking I hit myself or bumped myself, and then I'm like, no, that's not it, because I am aware of the physical changes. I'm very much in tune with it.
Mm-hmm. Because your energy, your aura field around you is there to protect you both energetically, it's there to protect you mentally, and it's also there to protect you spiritually. And when we start to bring our vibrations, and our vibrations become so low, how low can you go? Then you are subject to everything that's out there. Everything.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to keep myself together. Like, I'm doing so much.
Well, we do know that because you see, this is the real reason I want everybody to understand this. And I thank you so much for calling in tonight, Lisa, because this is the real reason I started the remix. This is about you. We need healing, not all that damn talking.
Right.
This is why these shows are so important, you understand? Because this is what we need. It's so important.
It is.
I really, really know. Energetically, I am moving some of this static energy, and you have so much around your solar plex area, your
it's
solar
like
plexus.
It's like fire, Ms. Blue. It's like hot.
Yes,
it's so.
It is. It really is. I want you to email me so I can tell you how to start doing the castor oil packs and put them on there. It's one of the things I used to do in my holistic healing sessions and some of the other things that you can do to start self-caring. But the main place that we have to begin to start self-caring is inside of you, because we can fix the physical body. The body has a way to regenerate itself. We grow. Science is now catching up what our ancestors have already known. You can regrow a liver. You can regrow a kidney. You can regrow all of your organs inside of your body. And over a course of 8 to 10 years, these organs regenerate themselves. These cells regenerate to the point where they're completely new again. But what blocks it is when we get into this physical 3D reality and we start to use this life force energy. Energy is not designed, whether it's food coming in our bodies, whether it's water coming in our body, whether it's nourishment coming in through our bodies, or whether it's energetic healing or healing we get from the sun and the air and healing that we just get from being on the planet Earth, is not designed to be burnt up in our minds. It's designed for our organs. It's designed to go into our bodies.
Right.
And so I really want you to sit down, and I want you to begin to start thinking about how Lisa feels. You need to check in with how you feel, because you don't really, that's not something you do. You repress that. And that's what's causing you to feel like you're almost going in a depression state. Because when you repress emotions, when you depress them, when you push them down, they have to go somewhere. That energy has to go somewhere. It's like taking a bomb and swallowing it and thinking that it's going to blow up in your body and nothing's going to happen. This is what happens with these thoughts and these emotions and things that we subject ourselves to.
Yep, this is true.
So I need you to get it together, my sister. I need you to get it together. I need you to sit down, and you need to come up with a plan. You need to start releasing these things from your life and allowing people to walk in their own light. You are not their keeper. You are not their God. You are there to help. You are there to love, but you are not there to control. And so I want you to remind yourself that this is something I told a brother several years back when he was telling me the situation between him and his wife, and he literally was suffocating her, and he couldn't see that. And I said, what if I told you every time you kissed your wife that you was choking her ass at the same time? Would you kiss her so hard?
No.
So you got to understand the people in your life that you think that you're giving all of this love and this support to, at the same time you're choking the shit out of them. Because you're not allowing them to live their life. And what it's feeding for you is a control issue. It's just more of a passive direction you're taking with your control. Mm-hmm. But let that go. You got to let that go. It's really destroying you. And find other ways to channel that energy. And one of them being, start to take care of yourself. And know that everybody has what they need inside of them, and they will be fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. If they're not staying with you, if they're not living with you, they're not going to die because they can't stay with you. I mean, who the hell are you? really? For real? you understand what I'm saying? And they have the ability to take care of themselves.
That's true.
Okay. They have the ability to take care of themselves. They
I just
have
feel
that.
Like I'm helping. You know, I'm like, this is, you know.
Listen to what I'm saying, because I don't want you to take the victim card, because I see you reaching over there trying to grab it. I see your hand lifted. You was like, okay, Ms. Blue, I thought I was helping. You are helping. But you can't make them do anything. So you got to understand the difference between trying to help and trying to control.
Got it.
You understand? If I keep telling you, if you walk down them steps, you're going to fall. And I keep telling you, don't go down them steps, and you keep taking your ass down them steps, then guess what? I'm not helping you anymore. I don't care how much I tell you. At this point, I'm talking to myself.
Got it. I got it.
You got it?
I do. I got it.
All right. Well, email me so we can start to work this energy out of your body. I want you to take your hand at night, and I want you to place it there where you can feel that heat, because it is a lot of heat. I tried to move a lot of it away. I want you to use green and white light mixed together. Visualize that going into that space and really just sending love, just really just sending nothing but love, just changing all of that energy into love. And once you feel that, become cool, then you know you've penetrated it.
Okay. Okay. Because I actually have been using the castor oil pack.
Okay.
But I've only been doing it like once a week, like every Sunday for like 3 hours.
No, ma'am.
I've been doing
no,
it. So I need to do it more often.
You need to do it at least 3 times a week, I would recommend.
Okay.
At least 3 times a week. And we'll do some detoxing, but here's the thing I want you to get. We know that all disease, all ailments start in the mind. So this is why I know you've taken the words to heart, what we've told you, what I've spoke to you tonight, and that's what I want you to do. Otherwise, what you're going to do is make it go away just to come back again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank
well, peace
so
and love
much.
To you. It was good hearing
Thank
from
you.
You.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace and
All
love.
All right. Peace and love.
Yeah. All right, you guys. We are live here, of course, in the remix, and we're going to continue. Yeah. Mhm. All right, we're live here in the remix. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. And let's see here. Go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Greetings. Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hi.
Who's on the line, please?
This is Ashley from Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Ashley from Texas.
How's everything tonight? I'm really glad I got in.
Okay. I can, for some reason, I cannot hear you very clear. I don't know if you have me on speaker or what.
Make sure I don't have it on. Okay. I think I have everything. Is that better?
That's a little better. Greetings to you, Ashley. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm kind of in a good space, but I guess I'm kind of curious about what I need to do next or a lot of things are happening. I'm not necessarily overwhelmed anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to be a lot overwhelmed. I don't know. I guess I would like some insight, I guess, if there's anything I'm missing, because I'm always worried about if I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a couple of things. One of the first things that comes up for you, Ashley, is a lot of this has to do with family issues that are going on with you.
Okay. Yeah. My mom is kind of going through some stuff, and I'm trying to balance that and help her as much as I can without overextending myself, which I kind of tend to do.
Yeah, yeah. Mhm. Mhm. And, you know, the other thing is you're really sort of kind of, you're kind of up in arms about what your purpose is, what your purpose is.
That's,
you know,
definitely true.
Yeah, what your purpose is. And I want you to know this, that everything that you've decided to do is about your purpose and is about it's about you and it's about your purpose. So know that all of that is sort of connecting itself together. So what you're doing now is a part of your purpose. It is preparing you for what you need to do in the future, how you're going to do that and to be in that space. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to tell me about what happened about 3 days ago with you.
Ooh, 3 days ago. Today's Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. Oh, Friday. Had a little bit of both. My mom's been going up and down in a lot of health stuff, and I kind of took a stand for her with the doctors and stuff. I guess that's the only thing I can think of. Work is okay for the most part. I'm kind of standing up a little bit more and kind of, I guess on a whole, I'm standing up more with what I know that I feel like I can do and kind of taking chances on putting myself out there for what I feel I can do.
Yes.
So that, in a sense, has been a lot of things happening. And then I kind of became a voice for my mom against the doctors because they weren't really listening to her. So I stood up for her and helped her out with that.
Yeah, very good. Good for you. I want you to know the reason I say that is because 3 days ago you actually entered into a whole cycle of new beginnings.
Hmm.
And so this whole cycle of new beginnings, and I want to talk to you about it because it really is a place that's kind of uncomfortable at first because you don't know what's going to happen, and it's that feeling, and I can even read your energy and that feeling of being kind of anxious and being a little out of sorts, you know. This is a big part of that as well.
Yeah, I can get agree with that. Because things aren't necessarily bad, but I guess I'm in a space I've never been before where I'm not necessarily worrying about things, and I'm kind of being more active into what I want to do versus what other people think I should do.
Yeah,
that's a whole new space, and seeing that people are, that I thought, well, in the past when I would do things, I would lose folks. People would not really react too well. Kind of doing that. So
that's a good place for you. You're in a really, really good place. The main thing that I want you to kind of watch a little bit is your anxious energy. So I hear what you're saying, but your energetic body is speaking to a whole new tune.
You
understand? Yeah. So your energetic body is doing that. So, you know, just relax, you know, make sure you have some time to really kind of clear your thoughts and whatever practice that you have in place for that, to be able to clear your thoughts and just kind of settle yourself in. It's really going to do you well because this is a cycle of you. It is about inner growth for you, and it's also about family ties. It's about recognizing to be there with the family ties and really kind of keeping that energy in some sort of harmony with things, peace and harmony when it goes for that, and recognizing that you still have your life to live too, but you can definitely be there for your mom, and she needs that at this time. And so the roles are kind of changing a little bit, and that is something that's kind of making both of you a little happy and a little sad at the same time.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, big time. I kind of ran away from it a little bit because I really didn't know how I was supposed to take care of her without going back into old cycles where I was, you know, not doing what I needed to do for people. Kind of like the last caller, I totally understood that of like feeling like you're helping people, but you're not necessarily helping them in the way that is beneficial for both you and them.
Right.
So I was kind of hesitant a lot, and I'm trying to find a balance because I'm only child, and it's just her and me, and then I have, like, my father and other folks, you know, and I feel like I don't really tune into them as much as I should. I want to, but then I feel like I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Little stuff, that anxious energy, and I always feel like there's an underneath. I feel like I'm not doing enough for people.
Yeah, you're definitely doing more than enough, and really remind yourself that you're doing more than enough, and know that you shouldn't do things out of obligation, you know, do it because it's really in your heart to do, and that's what you want to do, but not because you feel obligated to do it. So that's where you're going to get the win. But recognize that this is a new cycle for you. This is some new energy. So, you know, you're going to have those moments of where you're sort of walking in the dark a little bit, or what I call, you know, being in the mystery, which is beautiful because you get to learn things. This is not about knowing everything that's going to happen. And give yourself permission to say that you don't know and you're okay with not knowing. Be okay with not knowing.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Mhm. Yeah, but it looks good. It looks really, really good. Really good. You're in a good space. I just want you to work on a little bit of that nervous energy that you have there, because you're saying you're okay, but energetically, it's still a lot going on there.
Yeah, I've been one of my big hang-ups. I've kind of let go of a herbal clutch recently, and then I'm kind of finding that I do need to, like, wake up earlier and have more time to myself before I get into the world, and it's kind of hard for me to do that because I don't feel like I get enough rest, but I see that when I do need to do that more, even if I feel like I'm meditating and all I'm doing is talking to myself in my head. But
mm-hmm.
I need to do that more.
Yeah, definitely do that. And even if it takes you 5 minutes, I mean, you know, just to have that time, you can use your shower time. You can use that time to have yourself time to yourself, you see, just to kind of calm yourself and get yourself in that space and just get ready to, you know, go out and meet your day, you know, go out and meet the day. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love. All right. I'm still kind of reading your energy over there. I'm going to need you to bring it down. I'm going to need you to bring it down. Get you a hula hoop or something and hoop in the morning before you go.
Okay, that's the key.
Yeah. You need to kind of open up that solar plex a little bit and just kind of drop down in that energy a little bit more. But you're in a beautiful space and you're doing very well. And, you know, it's just about keeping the harmony, keeping the ebb and flow. And it's not about knowing everything. So I don't want you to get yourself in a position where you feel like because you don't know, it's okay. And don't do things just because you feel you're obligated to do it. Do it because you love it, and do it because it's coming from the love in your heart. And nobody will question that. That will be not even up for debate.
All right. Okay.
Right?
All right. All
right. So peace and love to you. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Miss.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. We're going to jump around here. I'm going to go on the phone lines. Wow. Let's see. I see a lot of you guys on the phone lines. Let's see where we're going to go. Ooh-wee. Oh, really? Okay, so let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Stacy from Georgia.
Okay, greetings. You said Stacy from Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, greetings to you, Stacy from Georgia.
Okay, I'm in a space where I'm dealing with a lot of old issues, things that aren't, well, it's affecting me directly, but they aren't my I won't say they aren't my problems because they are, but indirectly. So I'm trying to move forward in my life, but it's hard because I'm being affected by the people's issues around me.
Mm.
And it's frustrating because I'm just getting to the point where I know what I want to do with my life. I know where I want to go. I know what I want, but it's like I have a lot of blockages going on.
You got a lot of blockages. Okay.
I do.
Well, Let's take a look. You think you got a lot of blockages going on. You don't really have blockages going on. You really don't. But here's what I want you to take a look at, Stacey. When I get in your energy, immediately the word that comes before me, and I see this woman and she's standing on top of the cliff and she just wants to fly. She wants freedom.
Oh, God. Yes.
I want to be free.
Exactly.
I want to be free.
Yes.
I just want to be free. Oh, just let me be free. I want to get away from all of this. I just want to be free. I just want to be free. But here's the magic here. Nobody's holding you hostage. You got to know that. There's nobody holding you hostage. You're free now. And I know what you're saying, but no, I'm not, Miss Blue. I ain't really free because if I do this, then what's going to happen?
I'll feel like I'm giving up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel like I'm giving up. I don't want to feel like I'm not trying to salvage this.
Yeah, I know. The relationship and everything that's going on and what's happening right now, this relationship, the reason it's the way it is because it was built on some very rocky roads.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Very rough and rocky. And so it's not that it's not salvaged, that you can't salvage it. It can be. But it is about really being honest and being in the place where you can understand what's really happening right now. Because a lot of this really has a lot to do with old shit, stuff that
it
happened.
Is.
It's right. Old shit. This is you know how people say that's old hag. That's some
exactly.
That's some old stuff. Like really, we got to keep going there. We got to keep talking about that. We got to keep doing
right.
this. This is yes. old. Like when we gonna get over this?
And I'm tired. I'm over it.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, it's definitely time for you to rebuild. It is time for you to go into the rebuilding process, which is a lot of people that's going through the rebuilding process. But the thing about it is it's kind of like you want your cake and eat it too. It's like, I don't want you to say shit to me about what I'm doing, but I get to say shit to you about what you're doing.
I can be like that.
Yeah. It's not going to work like that. It's not going to work like that. It's definitely not going to work like that. It's going to be really, really tough here. And particularly as this month goes on, it's going to get a little bit more challenging when it comes to the relationship aspect. So you really have to watch the communication. You really do. And I'm going to need you to clear your mind a little bit and not premeditate conversations, because you have a conversation before you have the conversation.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So when the conversation happened, you'd be like, see, I told you. That's it right there. I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. I knew it. I already knew it. I knew it. I knew that was going to happen. I knew you was going to say that. I knew this is what you was going to do. And even though that may be the truth, that definitely may be the truth, I want you to know that you're still not a hostage here, that you're definitely here by yourself right now, even though you feel you're alone, even though you're in a relationship. You're sad, feel like you're isolated, you feel like you're by yourself, you feel like you're all alone, and you really feel like it's not going to work. Couple of things.
I feel like I did it to myself, though.
Well, nobody really does it to themselves in a relationship. A relationship takes two people. So even though I get it on the spiritual side, we really, it's us, everything is you, I get that. That sounds good on paper. But at the end of the day, it's people here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say you did it to yourself, it's just a way for you to beat yourself up. It's not even really an honest reflection. So that's
yeah,
a big
at this point, I don't know my ups from downs. I don't know if I'm coming or going, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So here's what I want you to do. Just kind of be in that flow, kind of nurture yourself a little bit, take a stand back, and just allow the rebuilding process to happen, because things will start to happen themselves naturally. It doesn't mean you can't plan for what you plan on doing or what you want to think about doing. Go for that. Follow your heart on that. Really trust your heart and follow that. But you know deep down in your heart, it's very hard for you to live without this person. And we could sit here and talk about all the shit they done did. And we could be like, ooh, girl, leave. Girl, get your shit and run the other way. We could do all of that, but at the end of the day, you really love this person and they really love you. It really is about trying to see how you guys can really manage this. And the truth is, you can't manage the old relationship. You have to rebuild it. So it has to come from a completely different angle, a new slate. And both of you have to be able to be willing to do that. And you are. You are.
And I feel like we're getting there, but he's dealing with a legal issue right now. So it's like, while we're just getting in the process of getting our stuff together, we have this pressing issue over here that we have to deal with.
But guess what? That shit came with him, and you understand that.
It did, yeah.
It came with him. So, you know, it's not fair to do a Phaedra and say, well, if you go to jail, fuck you, nigga, I'm bouncing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that came with the territory. You understand? And that puts an extra little pressure. That's why everything is so touchy-feely. You say something, you do something. It's all touchy-feely because this is what's happening.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, anybody can kick a person when they're down. And it would be different if you didn't know this going into this. You knew this. You
and that's
understand
why I have
this.
A little bit of guilt. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, you know.
I'm starting to question why I did it, and I know I shouldn't question.
Why you did it in the first place, because you think into yourself, I shouldn't have to deal with this. And that's true.
Right.
At the end, you get a chance to make a decision. But the truth of the matter is, you knew this going in, and all you was doing the LL Cool J, I need love. You didn't care. I need love. I don't care you go to jail. I'll be here for you.
Oh, God.
I don't care. I don't care about that. That don't mean nothing to me. Okay. So now that it's fitting to happen, you like, well, I think me and the
that
kids.
That was before we had a family. It just.
Oh, yeah, but it still doesn't matter because you still understood that. And I'm not saying that you don't have the right to change your mind, because anybody does. But your tug of war is not with him. It's with yourself.
Right.
You understand? You got to understand that this ain't about him. This is about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing is, you had children with the person that you understood that this could happen. You knew that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You did that. That wasn't a mistake. That's not something you should beat yourself up. You trying to think about what everybody going to say, because you didn't talk shit about other people doing that. Really? Girl, for real? That nigga locked up telling you what you can do and what you can't do. You understand? You can't worry about that. Really worry about what's in your heart. And right now, what is required is that you really love yourself and really get to understand what that means to you. Are you more mature? Of course you are. You've been through a lot more situations. A lot of things have happened. Of course you're more mature. He's more mature.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be frustration? Hell yeah. It's a whole lot of tension going on because of the situation that's going on. So everything is on edge. And this is where you come in with all that love in the beginning when you was LL Cool J and I need love. When you was doing that, it's time for you to do the I love now. Take the position of love. You're not the victim now. And you're not going to crumble. It's not going to be all of these things. You thinking, what's going to happen to me and the kids? What am I going to, what about this and what about that? You are going to be fine. You're going to be better than fine. And matter of fact, I even see that I know you wanted to go back to school and take up some classes.
Interior design. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're even going to be able to work and do that. You're going to be more than fine.
I almost feel like this situation happened to kind of push me to get some energy and some,
Into yourself. Well, you can look at it that way because we know things do line themselves up. But, you know, this isn't the time for you to panic. It just isn't. Don't panic now. This is the time for you to really kind of buckle down like you're doing, and it's really the time to really kind of embrace the love and really start getting into the preparation phase so that you can understand what it exactly is that everybody's going to be dealing with. You know, that's a part of your responsibility as a woman in this relationship. This ain't the time to pack your bags and run for the hills.
Right. I'm not doing that. And that's why I've been stressed, because I'm just trying to deal. So I'm not running.
But at the end of the day, you're not even dealing. This is your life. You just don't want to face it now.
No, I don't.
you understand? And I get it. You know, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, you should be smiling about it. Of course not. But what I'm trying to tell you is don't sweat the small stuff, because a lot of this you understood and knew before coming in. And this was sort of something that you decided to do at this particular time. And you'll know how things begin to develop themselves, how you're developing yourself, what is going on to be able to do it. But this isn't the time to run. This ain't the time to panic or to run. It's not the time to do that. You know, it really is the time to really kind of, you know, be that nurturing woman. One of the goddesses that are coming up for you is the goddess Ma Wu. I want you to begin to take a look at her creation story, which is a beautiful creation story. And she begins to tell this creation about how she created the world and the role that her husband played in it and the role that they played together with everything in the world and her children. So work with the energy of the goddess Ma Wu. She's really there to help guide you through these times and really help you to get yourself on track and to get things in order. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm trying to help him make a decision right now, and I don't know how to feel about either decision. So
That's right. I know, because neither one, both of them is going to sucky. It don't matter which way you go.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are sucky, but that's what I want you to do. Read the creation story from the goddess Ma Wu. Really invite her to give you some wisdom, some ancestral wisdom and some goddess wisdom, and then begin to have that conversation with your man. You know, take him, you know, maybe give him a nice massage and just relax. And, you know, both of you agree that for maybe the next 2 or 3 days, you're not going to think about any of that until you can come to really the point where you want to sit down and talk about it, and you guys do that and work it out together. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Lou. I really needed to hear this. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. Well, here's one of the things I want you to know, too, about this situation. See, it's a difference when you go to something versus something chasing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you guys to think about that when you decide to make your decision. See, it's a whole different energy when I say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take responsibility and say it's my fault,
mm-hmm.
versus have somebody come chase you and make you admit it's your fault.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. wanted to drop that in your ear.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Well,
you're welcome. Peace and love. Let me know how it goes. Good to hear from you, Stacey. Okay. Peace and love.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Oh, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. I'm going to jump around here. Calling in from area code 252. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Daryl. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, Daryl, from North Carolina.
How you doing, Miss Lou?
I'm good. What part of North Carolina are you calling from?
From Tarboro.
From where?
Tarboro.
Oh, I don't know where that is. Now you got me on that one. Is it near the Rocky Mountains? Where is it near?
Yes, yeah, Rocky Mountain. It's near Rocky Mountain, like 10 minutes from Rocky Mountain.
Ooh, I was getting ready to say, because I see some mountains around you.
Nah, it's not near the mountains, but it's near Rocky Mountain, though.
Yeah, it's near Rocky Mountain. Well, you know them big hills. They like mountains. You know, they big old mountains and the big trees that look like, you know, they talking to you. But anyway, how are you, Daryl?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'll call in tonight because I got a some changes that I'm going through in life. Like
You got some obstacles and some challenges, and you got, what's that song? You got some trust issues. What's that song? Do me, baby. I'm never. Yeah, you got trust issues.
Yeah, 'cause I'm real big on love, so I can agree with that. I know I'm just going through a bunch of changes right now. I mean, concerning friends and
relationships,
lifestyle.
Yeah. All of that.
So I just wanted you to, you know.
Give you some insight on that. Well, you know, first of all, my heart goes out to you. Aww. Yeah. It does. It's always good to see some good brothers. You know, it is. It is. It really is. One of the things that definitely I can see that, you know, this is really kind of putting some strains on some relationships, and I also see a suitcase. So it done put a strain to the point where somebody got to move. Somebody got to go. Is somebody moving? Or did I speak too fast?
Okay, well, it's in my mind about moving. It's kind of like I'm not stuck. No, I am stuck because I made a decision to help my moms out.
Okay.
And I've been waiting around to see when she's going to get her disability and all this and all of that. And
Wait, you want to help your mom, but you need her to get her disability before you help her?
Nah, because see, she just foreclosed on the house.
Okay.
So she have nowhere to stay, so she's staying with me, right?
Okay. Beautiful. Oh, aren't you the best son in the world?
Yeah, but it's a big strain, though. It's a strain on me because not only her, you know, my brothers came too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of like putting my lifestyle on hold. So I'm just thinking about leaving everything and leaving.
No. I mean, but your brother is grown.
Uh-huh.
I mean, your brother is grown. Ain't your brother grown?
Yes. He is grown.
Okay, so why he come? I mean, I know why your mama came, but why he there?
Because he following. I mean, he came behind mama. He came behind mama.
And he ain't got no job.
Well, he do, but he do have a job, but he's not doing much as far as helping out.
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to not run from your own space. And I think it's beautiful that you're helping your mother in a time of need and being able to be that sounding board and support. I also need you to put some things in place, okay?
Okay.
And there needs to be some things put in place, like, okay, so how are we going to work this? You tell your brother, this is what you pay when you stay here, or you don't stay here, period.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to need you to pay this. If you can't pay this, then, you know, you got 30 days to figure it out. And mama, I know you feel you disabled. See, because there's some question whether or not she even going to get approved for disability.
Miss Blue, she done got denied. I know at least four times.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Ain't looking good for the home team. I don't think mama going to get disability.
I mean, she done. I'm not going to. I do feel like she deserves it.
Listen. I understand where she is, and more of her pain is just coming from the fact that she lost her house, the job, you know, all of these things that happened that sort of spiraled itself. But your mother also needs somewhat of a reality check as well. And a big part of that reality check to give to your mother is to let her know that you are definitely here to help her, but you also need her to help herself. You cannot be afraid to speak up for yourself. I think it can be a beautiful relationship, and you can continue to live your life the way that you want with your brother and with your mother there. So it's your house. You don't have to bite your tongue. If you don't like people sitting in the living room and putting their feet up on the couch, then you tell your brother, get your funky feet off my damn couch. Period. Mama, I don't cook and leave the dishes in the sink. So in my house, we got to clean up. That's just the way it is.
Golly.
You understand? All these boxes and all these clothes, y'all need to get a storage unit because it can't stay up in here. So I'm going to need little Daryl to become big Daryl and step up and be the man and take control of this situation before it gets completely out of hand. It's going to be an adjustment anytime you have people inside your house, because I know you used to walking around there naked. You didn't think I seen that. I seen that. You used to walking around there butt naked. You can't do that no more.
It's a whole lot of things bothering me, golly.
Oh, I know. You can't holler and say, why don't you swing through tonight? Come on.
Golly.
You can't do all of that no more because you got folks up in the piece.
I was just talking about that the other day.
So, you know, that's an adjustment. But what you're doing, you did it from your heart. But that doesn't mean that you get abused in the process. And there does need to be some boundaries that need to be set. And you need to explain that to everybody in the house. And everybody needs to contribute. And everybody needs to be responsible for something. And so you need to sit down, have everybody there, have your plan wrote out, and say, here it is. This is what it is. You'll see real quick about who want to stay there and who don't. Your brother, who you think ain't making no money, I bet you he'll figure the shit out. Your mama, who waiting on a disability that may not come, I bet you she'll figure it out. Oh, they'll start figuring some things out. So you need to not compromise who you are just to have them stay. You don't want people to be uncomfortable in your space, but you don't want to be uncomfortable either.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So there has to be some set guidelines, and you need to tell your brother, just because some shit is in the refrigerator don't mean it's yours. You can just eat it. It don't work like that.
True.
You better set some guidelines and say, this is what it is. We're going to be a family. We're going to be staying here. And, oh, by the way, it's temporary, not permanent. Temporary.
So that move, you see.
I see a suitcase. So somebody going to be moving. And I prefer not be you in your own damn house. How you going to move out your house and give it, what? That sounds crazy. Stop it. Yeah, I see a suitcase and it's by the door. So somebody got to go.
Well, actually, like I tell you, I'm in a relationship, right? And I think I'm real serious about it.
Okay, and, well, that's a good thing. But
yeah,
you
I'm
got trust. But you got. But you got trust issues. So go ahead.
I think they love issues.
No, they ain't love issues. I was very clear about who you love, not very clear about who you trust.
Yeah, that's true though. That's true. And I'm just real big on this relationship that I'm getting. I'm actually that I'm in.
And it's making you want to be even closer now that your mama and your brother living with your ass.
Yeah, it do. And so it's kind of like I'm really like in a hard place right now.
Why? Because guess what? Your family come with you.
Yeah, but I want this relationship to really work.
Okay, and who gonna stop it from working? Your mama? Your brother?
Yeah, but I don't feel comfortable moving a girl in with me and they here.
Why not? You a grown, listen, let me tell you something, baby. You a grown-ass man, and that's your house. You a grown-ass man. You grown, period. Your mama is there because this is an emergency situation, and you love your mama. And you help your mother to understand, check it out, mama. I know this ain't how you live your house, but in my house, this is how I'm living.
So you don't see no disability for her coming.
I'm going to tell you, it's looking real shady.
Yeah, it really is, though. I mean, Miss Blue, like, okay, so I'm going to tell you, right?
I already see it. The whole thing is your mom is devastated, and rightfully so. You understand what I'm saying? She's been through a lot. So
yeah, she's
very blessed to have a son like you, you know, and she did an excellent job raising you. But more of what needs to happen is your mother just needs time to have a realization. I really don't see the disability going through, not at this time. Now, things can change, but that's not the main issue. It's not so much about her disability. It's really about your mother being able to get herself mentally, physically, spiritually back into alignment with who she really is. You know, she's sitting around banking, you know, it's almost like she banking on hitting the lottery. Like, she going to get this disability. It's not looking good for the home team. You know, that's almost like the brother that keep telling you he about to make $1 million in 5 years.
Yeah.
So, you want to move your girl in? Move her in. She'll get to meet the family. You thinking, yeah, she meet them, she ain't going to want nothing to do with me.
Man, I wouldn't even want her here around them. Golly, man.
Why not? Why not?
It's a sad situation, honestly.
It's not a sad situation. This is what families do. They help each other. That's what families do. She getting ready to marry your ass. It ain't like they going to go somewhere and disappear when y'all, or if y'all be together, what are you going to do, run away from her too? But you already know what your mama going to say when she see her.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother other. That's a whole nother other. I don't even know if we got enough time tonight to talk about that. Oh, my goodness. Well, little Daryl, it's time for little Daryl to grow up and just man up and have that conversation with your mother because you love her. And, you know, explain to her exactly, you know, how you kind of live your life, what your plans are, what you plan on doing. And definitely let your brother know, hey, man, you could get with this or you can get with that. If you can't get with this or that, then you got 30 days. Keep it moving, player. It ain't your job. You scared of your brother? You scared of him? You want me to tell him? I'll tell him.
I'm not scared of him. It's just that, man, I know he needs tough love. I just feel like, you know, my mom's put him in that situation he in.
Listen, y'all can't keep blaming everything on your damn mama either.
Well, you know, I don't blame anything of him.
He's a grown-ass man. It doesn't matter what your mother or father did to you. When you're grown, you get a chance to do what you want to do. He grown.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a grown-ass man. Don't let everybody play these little sorrow-ass stories to you. He's grown. And if the grown reality is he can't stay nowhere for free. Nowhere. Nowhere but with mama and daddy. That's the only place you could stay for free. And some mamas and daddies don't let you do that no more. But that's it. He's a grown-ass man.
That's true.
So either he contributes or he get out. That's it. That's what I say. Now, you can keep playing around with them until your girl say, you know what? You need to grow the fuck up.
That's true. That is so true.
You know what, Daryl? We... That is so true.
No, it is, because she tell me that. I mean, she tell me that. Yeah, she really does. She was like, you don't need to leave your own home.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just telling you, as a woman, we, you know, let me tell you what's not sexy. Bitch-assness ain't sexy to us as women. We don't like that.
Mm-hmm. But I just got a weakness for family, though. It's only family.
Okay, check this out. Is this weak? Is this really a weakness, or is some of this just some foolishness?
It could be both.
Thank you for being honest. It's a little bit of both. I'm not saying don't take care of your family and be there, but what is the harm in telling your brother that, hey, man, I need some help. I'm used to taking care of just me. I'm used to buying food for just me. Now I got to take care of all of y'all. You working, I'm going to need you to do something. I'm going to need you to get a light bill. I'm going to need you to get half the rent. I'm going to need you to get some. I'm going to need you to get the cable. I'm going to need you to pay the water. I'm going to need you to do something. All right. Keep on playing with him. When he roll up in there with all his new shit and you sitting around trying to figure out how you going to pay all them bills, oh, you'll learn how to say something.
Yeah, I got to fuss somebody out a while ago.
Yeah, but fussing somebody out does nothing. You need to say what you want and what you don't want. Or how about if you can't and family is just your weakness, then you suck it up and you don't complain about it. That's your option. Don't say shit. Let them do whatever they want to do. Because you got a weakness for family. But don't complain about it. Don't sit and waddle in it. Don't waddle in the problem. If your weakness is your family and that's your vice, then you say, hey, this is just my family. You tell your girl, look, that's off limits. We ain't going to have that conversation. That's my family. They get to do whatever they want. End of discussion. That's it. And keep it moving. Don't worry about it.
But no, seriously, I was thinking about leaving, though.
Yeah, but that really sounds crazy. You do know that, right? You're going to leave your own place for them. Really? So who going to pay the bills? Because if they not helping you pay it now, who going to pay it? Oh, let me guess. You waiting on mama's disability.
yeah, honestly, that's what I thought about. But then again, I actually thought about just selling the house. That's really what I thought about.
Listen. Come on now. That's not going to help anybody. So now you're going to sell. You're going to do like your mama and sell your house.
Nah, see, they took her house.
Well, they took it. You're voluntarily giving your house away. So you want to sell your house, and then what you going to do? Go live with your girl? You think she going to be down for that?
Well, no, but I actually thought about that for another start. So at least I wouldn't be bringing no baggage with me.
What baggage you got with you now? Your mama and your brother? That ain't... Wait a minute. Listen, because I can't take too much of this, Daryl. First, you tell me your weakness is for your family, but on the other hand, you can't stand your family, and you want to get the hell away from them. So which one is it?
Well, see, I don't really like confrontations. So I would, if I see a situation where
Okay. You don't like confrontation, so you rather take the bitch-ass way out. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, just keeping it 100. So you'd rather do a bitch-ass move than have confrontation.
If you want to put it like that, yeah. I mean, honestly, if you want to put it like that.
Then guess what? Then there's no problem. Take the bitch-ass way out. Put the house up for sale. Then nobody's feelings get hurt. You could take the money that you make from selling the house, if you sell it in this market at this time, and then you can move on with your new life and nobody's feelings get hurt. Problem solved. I don't want no confrontation. Then, hey, guess what, y'all? I need to put the house up for sale. There you go. Problem is over. We could have been here, Daryl. This is easy. This is easy. Just sell the house. You don't want to tell your mama, hey, look, mom, you know, this is imposing on me a lot. I'm trying to start my new life. And tell your brother, look, I'm going to need you to help out with some bills. And this is kind of an uncomfortable situation. And maybe you can get yourself together and you and mama can go live somewhere together. You can't do that. Or mama, you can stay here, but here are some of the house rules. And, you know, I'm going to need some help with this. You feel you can't say that? Then don't say it. I say, by all means, keep your damn mouth closed. Sit back like you've been sitting back and don't say shit. Nothing. That way, nobody's feelings get hurt and you can do what you need to do. And then you can tell your girl, don't bring that conversation up about my mama and my brother because I don't want to deal with it. And you can move on. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you how to do this so you ain't got to go back and forth and play this game with your mind. We could have been here. If I knew the whole issue was you ain't want to tell them. You don't want to tell them? Don't tell them.
Nah, when I tell them, don't come out right. I mean, you know.
Well, then don't tell them. Then don't listen. Then don't do it. Just call the realtor and make the realtor person ring the bell and say, I just want y'all to know that I'm going to put this lock on the door because I'm going to be showing this house because we selling it. That's how you let your mama find out what you're going to do. You take that approach. Then that way nobody don't have to blame Daryl for nothing. Daryl can stay in little Daryl's space, no confrontation, and everybody can just be stuck on surprise. Surprise! Surprise, we all got to move.
You're a trip.
Surprise, everybody's on surprise. You, your mama, your brother, even the realtor people. She going to be like, oh, y'all didn't know the house was up for sale? And you could be just like your family. No.
Yeah,
all of y'all stuck on surprise. That's right. And tell your girl to play right along with it. If she want to be with you, she going to have to learn how to play this damn surprise game.
No, I just feel like I just made a mistake. I don't feel like I made a mistake. I just feel like I made bad choices. That's it. I should have never opened the door.
You should have never. So, like I said, this isn't a weakness for your family because you can't tell me you felt like you should have never opened the door for your mama and your weakness is for your family. See, those two don't even go together.
Well, when you bring an extra baggage, that is your son, and that's where your heart goes at, and that's my brother. It kind of make it real tough on me.
Why? I'm trying to figure out how that get tough on you. Because that's your house they living in.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, the nigga got kids, man.
And why you can't tell him he's a grown-ass man? Mama, you can come, but he can't.
He feel like I'm against him when I tell him that.
Okay. And like I said, you scared of your damn brother. Because if you wasn't scared. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Nah, I ain't scared of him, dude.
Yes, you are. You scared of him. That's why you can't tell him. That's why you can't tell him. Like I said, Daryl, we're going to end this conversation because I think you got everything you need. Just take the surprise route. It'll be like being at a birthday party and somebody jumping out from around the corner. So when you hear the doorbell and the realtor person is about to put the sign in the yard, you say, wow, Who's at the door, y'all? Let's go see. Everybody go to the door, and then y'all yell, surprise! Everybody could be surprised. And she could say, well, I just want you to know that the house is going to be on the market, so people will be coming by, and they could be looking at you, and you be looking at them and say, dang, I didn't know. For real? We finna sell a house?
Yeah, up and gone.
There you go. And then nobody's feelings get hurt. That's it. You get to stay where you are. You ain't got to get up against your brother because you're kind of scared of him. And you ain't got to hurt your mama's feelings because you always felt like your mama loved him more than she loved you. And so you get to be with your girl. You tell her when she get ready to say something, you grab her by the waist and pinch her on the side and say, you better act like you surprised too. And y'all live a happy life. Yeah. All right. Well, Daryl, it was good talking to you. I really want to know how the surprise goes. Please call us back.
All right.
And let us know. Peace and love to you.
All right.
Oh, wow. Really? Really? Really, really, really. Oh, that was too funny. Too funny. Too funny. Let's go to the next caller. Family can put us in a bad position, though. Much love to you, Brother Daryl, out there. We're going to go to the next caller. Y'all need to stop in the chat room, too. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, I guess we're going to come back to 347 because we can't hear them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 610. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name's Shalonda, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay, greetings to you, Shalonda, from Philadelphia.
You had me cracking up with Daryl. He was just keeping it, like, funky. Like, I can't.
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. I really want to know what Daryl decides to do. I think he's gonna go with surprise. He gonna be surprise. Everybody gonna be surprised.
I would like to be the fly on the wall for that one.
Oh goodness, yeah. Goodness. So how are you this evening?
I'm fair. As my great-grandma used to say, I'm fair.
Oh, fair. Oh, that's so sweet. That's too cute. I'm fair.
I'm
How
fair.
Are you fair?
Currently, I'm home on disability. I had an accident at a casino.
Yeah, something. His mama trying to get disability.
And all I wanted to do was go out and have a good time. And I just kept telling the paramedics, I was like, see, I should just stay home and watch Family Guy, try to go out, and this is what happened. But I want to know, like, when you look into my aura, whatever's going on, what do you see? Because it's like a complete 180.
Yes.
My life has taken from that one night.
Yeah. Well, here's a couple of things. One of the things is I know that being in an accident, I know because I recently was in a car accident not too long ago. So I know that that's a jolt for you anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So it was a jolt for you, but really at the end of the day, it kind of was a saving grace for you. In a sense, and I know you see that, because a lot of what was going on in your life at that particular time, you needed to get on a different road, and literally, it knocked your ass on another road. Yes.
You know, that thing on the head was like...
Yeah, it knocked your ass into a whole nother lane. You went into a whole nother lane. So you have a different perspective of life, and it really is an opportunity for you to take the time to really, truly learn how to love yourself for real.
Okay. All right, I see that.
Yeah, it really is. It's that opportunity. And then the other thing is it brought on some of your, we can say, some of your superpowers came on. You know? Yeah, yes. Your superpower. I could see your whole energetic body. Like, this sister can be a badass reader. Like, she could tap into energy. She could see shit. She could know shit. She in the future. You know, she everywhere. She all over the place because that portal got opened up for you. You know, a lot of times when we talked about, you know, we used to say, you don't really hear this word anymore, but people still use it. Talk about Kundalini energy rising and people really kind of coming into their, you know, their abilities, especially when it comes to their spiritual abilities. Most of that comes on through tragic and trauma. That's how it happens. You know, I don't know why the world has people believing that you can get in the lotus position and breathe and hold your fingers together and achieve enlightenment. Most enlightenment happens when you get knocked on your ass. That's when it happens.
Yeah. When you have to, it's all you have is magic. That's all you
That's
got.
It.
Because everything else that you thought you had, that all falls apart. So you just got to get back to the, because like, I got a concussion, so there was, like, no TV, no social networking, no texting, no. So it just took me basically back into history anyway because I can't do nothing.
That's right. But it did something else. It really activated all of your wisdom.
Yeah.
It really did. It brought on some beautiful wisdom for you. To really have you sit in that seat of wisdom, and you really gained a lot of love and appreciation, even more so for your mother.
Yeah.
And really is the time for you to love yourself, but you're going to be fine. Fine is not even the word. You're going to be better than fine. You're going to be amazing. You know, take this time and still kind of, you know, take it one day at a time, one step at a time. But you're going to be amazing. I know you have trouble remembering certain things. Girl, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Because I seen your ancestors going in there erasing shit out of your mind.
Okay. Because that's one of my biggest questions. And it's kind of scary. I mean, I put my phone down and really not know what, and they said that was just a part of having a concussion. Like,
yes.
But I see what you're saying. You, like, let it go, bitch. Like, my daughter watches Frozen. So, like, just let it go.
Let it go.
Yes.
Victor Frozen.
So instead of trying to recapture certain things, just let
it
go.
Right. And it really, really is about you staying present. Being in the moment and being present, that's going to come back. Certain things, some memories is not going to come back. You'll even feel that things that you may remember that you love doing that people say, well, you don't like that? You used to love that. You like, I don't like that. I don't know what. Y'all better get that away from me. I don't want to eat that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So your taste is going to change.
I would even say with that, because I've been juicing. Since I told you I can't do anything else, I'm becoming very just domestic. Like, I started crocheting. Before, it would take me, like, 6 months to make a blanket. I made a pair of booties in one day. I made a hat in, like, 2 hours.
Beautiful.
And then I've been juicing. And then when you said the food, I've been juicing. And I had this juicer for 2 years.
Yes.
But finally opened it. So I can see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all of these things are coming online, and, you know, the whole thing about it is like, it's almost like you're a new person. You understand? You really, like, all of your DNA, I see them. Your DNA has exploded. Your cells have exploded. Your healing process is going super amazing. Give yourself, you know, be very gentle with yourself in this process because you are a new person, literally. You are. And you can feel that. You feel like yourself, but you don't feel like yourself.
Yeah. Especially, like, the couple of days after it, like, when after it happened, I just was, like, in this weird space.
So this is really you, and you know how we talk about second life? This is really your second life. You understand? Okay. So you have a whole new level of appreciation for things that just was kind of everyday things. You know, you always was a very loving and kind of kind-hearted person, but that's even gone to a whole new level for you about how you see life and how you, you know, understand things, what things are important to you and what they're not. But use this time to really, really just love on yourself, you know, get to know you, because there are some new things about you, things that you thought you couldn't do, you're doing. Yeah, and it's beautiful. It really is. And take the lead. Really, really take the lead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one more question. Because when you were saying about Daryl, I have family coming down.
Okay.
My sister got accepted to a university that's not too far from my house, which is fine. Because I think that would help. Because I think I did need help in the house. But now my other cousin and her husband and their kids are in a shelter. So, I don't. Are they gonna wind up here? I just know because they're saying they want to move to Pennsylvania.
Listen,
and I kind of was willing to help them out, but
listen, right now I need you to help yourself. What did I tell you first?
Okay.
Love yourself.
Yes.
It's not that you can't help, and I know you want to be an open arms for everybody, but right now you need to take care of yourself more. You really do. You do. And allow those things. You'll be able to see that whole picture clear. You understand? Because I want you to understand it, you'll see the picture clear. You'll know what I'm talking. You're going to be like, that's what Ms. Blue was talking about. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. I just wanted to throw that in there just to kind of, because that's something that's on my mind. But I'm going to worry about me.
That's right, but you got a chance to hear what little Daryl told us, right?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not like that. No. Because I already, before you come in, you know that you only stay in here but so long. So we don't play those.
That's what Daryl said.
No. I'm different. And nobody's chasing me out of my house, so that ain't happening.
Okay. That's what he said.
No.
And you know, he started out with all that hot shit, too. It was real hot to him.
No. You know, this is a very zen side and the not-so-zen side. So I ain't worried about them, you know.
What you do is you send them love as they continue on their path and their journey.
Okay.
And the thing about it is they have family that is much closer than you.
Yes.
So they have family that's much closer to you. And right now, your main thing you need to do is to take care of yourself, to love yourself. And once you get yourself in a better position, then you can start to make decisions about reaching out and being able to be there for others as well, too.
Okay.
Especially that's going to require work, and they require work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you peel back, you're like, ooh, this is ugly.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, I do believe that. I just think, you know, sometimes you have obstacles. But I think they're self-sufficient.
All right. Well, good talking to you.
Yes.
Peace and love. Keep working on them superpowers.
I will. Good night.
Beautiful. Good night. We're going to continue here live at the Remix. We have about 12 minutes to go. So you know what that means. Let me see who's going to be our last caller that we have here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code. I'm just going to jump around. Area code 718, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Dario from New York.
This is who?
Dario.
Barrio.
No, Dario with a D. Dario from New York.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm calling in pretty much because lately I was feeling stuck, like I didn't know which direction to go in as far as my career, as well as, like, dealing with bad habits and old situations that, like, I still keep on thinking about and I have trouble kind of moving on.
That can be very tough. It really can. And what part of New York are you calling from?
Oh, Brooklyn.
Oh, you're from Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn girl. I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yes. I didn't know that. Yes, I'm a Brooklyn girl.
Which
I'm
part?
Laughing at, I'm laughing in the chat room. I was actually born in the Flatbush area, but I went to Lincoln High out in Coney Island. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes, I'm a Brooklyn girl. I am. I love New York. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on, how you can move yourself forward, and one of the things that I see, and gosh, this is real interesting that I see this, but I kind of see that this whole consciousness thing is kind of new for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I see that. It's just a weird thing. Like, I see, like, I just kind of see the way your spirit guides are kind of like standing in the background. It's just the way they're standing. I could tell it's kind of new to you. But even though it's new to you, it's not really new. You know what I mean? You've just become awakened to it a little bit more. And
definitely.
The main thing that's going to happen is you know that there are certain places you can't go no more and certain people you're going to have to detach yourself from. Period.
Yes. Yeah, I became more aware of that as of recent.
Yes, because of some recent situations. And the reason for that, and I don't even have to tell you, because those situations are just, for lack of a better word, they're just dangerous to you at this time. And a lot of times we can be guilty by association in cases. It's all kinds of energy. I even see that there was a situation that went on not too long ago, a case of mistaken identity. Somebody thought you were somebody else. Something.
Oh, no, I don't think that really rings a bell.
Okay. Well, just hold tight to that. But I want you to just think about that. I know that for you, you want to kind of go... When you say your career rise of what you want to do, I kind of see that you're toggling between either should you go to school or should you try to pursue something different.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Because, I love school, and I know that, like, that's a great way to, move forward because, it opens a lot of doors for you. But at the same time, I'm not really sure if it's really for me. You know, it's not that it's hard or challenging.
No.
But it's just...
Yeah. And here's what I say to that. It definitely is going to be, let me just be honest with you. Eventually, you really carry the energy of a teacher. And so a lot of what you're going to be doing will be skills that eventually you'll show the world, you'll show others close to you how you do it. I see musical notes around your head, so I know that you're connected with something creative in the arts and music, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's definitely on point.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get into music making. I kind of dabbled with it occasionally as a little hobby, but it's something I want to get good at eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
so
I wasn't
this,
sure if I should try. I guess this is a confirmation that I should.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's going to be something that you will pursue, and you will be able to do, you're going to kind of do very, very well in that particular area. But I want you to look at this. This was something that has been coming up a lot because, see, a part of the soul group that you're in, the energy is a little different because you guys aren't real traditional. You didn't really come back here for that traditional role. However, it is giving you the foundation for what you're going to do later. So you have to begin to look at school as kind of like a process. It's almost like going through first grade through 12th grade. It's a process. You get it?
Okay.
And this is also something that's going to help keep you grounded so that you can focus enough to begin to do those things that you want to do.
Okay.
You see? So it's not time for you to just jump ship on school yet, But what I want you to do is start diving more into your craft, especially when it comes to the music, because let me tell you something. You got musical notes dancing all around your ass, and I see that. But I've seen that around people like Timberland. I've seen that around people like J Dilla. I've seen that around great producers.
It's funny you mentioned, because J Dilla is one of my biggest influences.
Well, I see him kind of like hovering over you, so that's the reason his name came up. So these are the things that I want you to begin to start doing. You know, go back, listen to some of his music. I know his mother did a big tribute to him out in New York a couple of months ago. And by the way, I got some channels from J Dilla, too. That's a whole nother story. But I want you to begin to start working with that particular energy and really kind of asking for signs about what to do, especially when it comes to how you craft your music and how you put things together, and get more creative with that. So when you start to get frustrated or tired about certain things that you're doing, let that be where you focus and channel your energy. Because you, I'm telling you, you got them notes on your ass pretty hard. You really do. Yeah.
Crazy you picked up on that.
Yeah, you got the notes on you, and you definitely will come back and be a teacher. And it's a beautiful place for you to hang out, because we got a lot of producers that hang out with the Remix family that really do that kind of work and that listen to the show and do that as well too. So, you know, dive right in there, you know, use that and take some time alone and just some of those things you wanted to play around with and start playing around with it and start putting that out there. Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, like, do you have any advice for, like, breaking out of, like, the bad habits that I kind of am trying to move past?
Yes. A lot of the bad habits, well, you call them bad habits. Once you get into your music, all of the stuff is going to dissipate.
Okay.
See, for you, it's not even so much a habit. You do it because you don't have anything else to do.
That's
just something
true.
You know, you're not, some people have it as a habit, like they just can't stop. But for you is when you start getting and your mind is just wandering and you thinking about all kinds of stuff, that's when you do it. So it's just, that's a sign that you need to start working on your music. You need to start getting back into that craft. That's how you stop doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As well as, like, what about, like, the old, like, situations that I can't kind of move past, like that? Stay thinking about?
Well, it's good for you to think about them. And I know what you're talking about, the relationship whole thing. But I do this for real. I do this for real. So I know what you're thinking about, but it's good for you to keep reflecting on it. I know sometimes you get very frustrated because of how things just kind of ended up being, but know that that's going to pass and you'll be able to see it in a different perspective. But actually, a big part of that is help keeping you a little bit grounded too, you know. And I know sometimes you think you go off and do little crazy things. Once again, your focus, you need to be in the music, because you really came back with the soul group that I called the Origins. And so a big part of this new revolution with music and the arts and all of this creative energy that's on the planet, you're a part of that soul group. And so that's where your energy needs to be channeled. Once you get there, you're going to be so wrapped up and busy in that, that everything else will begin to fall in place. Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Reed. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks so much for calling in.
And you. Thank you very much.
All right. Beautiful. All right, you guys. That's going to do it for us. Soulful Readings Part 2. What an amazing share. Once again, I love these shows so much because it's an opportunity for us to come together. And really, really, this is what the Remix is about. This is what the foundation of Planet Remix is about. It's about you guys. And we get to check in with brothers and sisters all over the planet and hear what's going on. And so many of you are dealing with some of these same issues, some of these same situations. It's almost as though somebody channeled you and came on the line. That is not by accident. That is definitely because we are a part of this beautiful collective consciousness, this soul group. And That's definitely the place for us to be, you know, right here in the remix. And for all of us here, this does my heart so well to be able to connect with you guys and hear what's going on in your world and what you got going on. Don't forget to go pick up some digital love, some digital magic over there. You can pick up the Soul Body Workshop. A lot of the issues we discussed here tonight, relationships issues, the workshop, these are workshops me and Bilal did as far as 7 layers of affection, the love workshop, and also that great, amazing meditation, spirit quest, whatever you want to call it, that was done to be able to pull down the powerful energy of what's going on, whether you're dealing with health issues, anything that you're dealing with, there's tools there for you. So missblueblast.com/digital-rituals-courses is where you can go, and you'll be able to take a look at that. There is no wait time there, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook that's available for you. Just so many amazing tools. I really love when we get here and we get to talk. Know that I'll be doing the Akashic Record reading soon. I'll start that back up when the time is right. I guess we're in the after hours. Oh, my goodness. So email me questionforblue@gmail.com. But you guys know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it on Facebook. Love it all over, everywhere. We're going to get ready to close out here and play a little bit of music here on our way out. Let's see. Play a little bit of music here on our way out. Much love, warm spirit. You guys know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it on Facebook, love it on Twitter, love it on iTunes, love it all over the world. I love you guys. Have an amazing week. See you in Self Invested. See you guys over on Facebook. See you on Twitter. And see you guys right back here in the remix. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. Yeah. We're going to hear some music. Yes, yes,
I don't know why I like it.
Shout out.
I just do.